All right. If my numbers serve me right, I believe we have arrived at day 20. We're in the 20s. Feels like we're far. We are far. We're just a day away from 3 weeks into our 33-day consecration of St. Joseph, the wonders of our spiritual father. But as always, let's open in prayer today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Loving and gracious Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all the gifts that you have given to us. Thank you for all of our talents and everything that you have made us. Without you, we are nothing. And we ask, Father, that you please send your Holy Spirit to be with us today as we learn and grow closer to our spiritual father, Saint Joseph. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. A little bit of a shorter day today, but this is actually a pretty cool day today. Something I did not know prior to doing this consecration. So I hope you find some new insight here into St. Joseph as well. So let's get started. Day 20. Joseph most obedient. Pray for us. If you want to know St. Joseph's obedience, look at how he rose at night at the angel's voice and, giving no care to hunger, hardships, or cold, went to Egypt, where he led a hard life until the next command of God. St. Joseph Sebastian Pelczar. Obedience is a misunderstood virtue. Many people are of the opinion that obedience to authority limits their freedom, requiring them to hand over their rights to others. This is not the case. In fact, obedience to laws is part of everyday human life. A road sign, for example, doesn't take away a person's freedom. Road signs and other legitimate laws are designed to give people true freedom and happiness. If you are able to disobey stop signs while driving, but obedience to the stop sign is what allows you and others to reach your destination safely. Natural law and divine law are not inhibitors to freedom. In God's plan, the purpose of these laws is to help us reach our ultimate destination, heaven. Those who fail to obey reason and the divine dictates will end up psychologically, anthropologically, and spiritually frustrated, and run the risk of never reaching heaven. Saint Joseph is a model of obedience. Obedience requires trust. Lack of trust on the part of our first parents, Adam and Eve, is what caused all mankind to fall into sin. In the Garden of Eden, our first parents were tricked into disobeying God by the serpent. The devil instilled in their minds doubts regarding God's trustworthiness. Did God really say you would die? Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Our parents, Mary and Saint Joseph, trusted God and were willing to suffer for their obedience to God. Mary and Joseph were certain that God had their best interests in mind. Why was Saint Matthew so keen to note Saint Joseph's trust in the words received from the messenger of God, if not to invite us to imitate this same loving trust? Pope Benedict XVI. Saint Joseph will increase the virtue of obedience in you. You're probably familiar with the heavenly visions given to Saint Faustina containing the divine mercy message and devotion. Did you know that Saint Faustina had visions of Saint Joseph? Saint Faustina loved Saint Joseph very much and frequently turned to him for his powerful intercession, asking him to help her do the will of God and be faithful to her mission of spreading devotion to God's mercy. With the help of Saint Joseph, Saint Faustina was able to complete her mission and be obedient to her superiors, even when they sent her for a psychological evaluation. The virtue of obedience is not only for nuns and priests, though. Everyone needs to be obedient to both natural and divine law. obeying the Ten Commandments, the teachings of the Catholic Church, attending Mass faithfully on Sundays, and holy days of obligation, and going to confession when you fall into sin are all ways of showing that you trust and obey God. Everyone needs to trust God and obey the natural law as well. The person who defends marriage as an institution between one man and one woman is obeying the natural law, protecting children in the womb by voting for candidates who are uncompromisingly pro-life is also a sign of being obedient to the natural law. Resisting the nonsense of gender ideology is another way of obeying the natural law. If you are mocked, ridiculed, and made to suffer for your trust and obedience to divine and natural law, you are not far from the kingdom of heaven. Joseph, in obedience to the Holy Spirit, found in the Holy Spirit the source of love. St. John Paul II. Sleeping St. Joseph. In vain is your early rising, your going later to rest. You will toil for the bread you eat when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Psalm 127, verse 2. God loves sleep. He made it. Your Heavenly Father has designed you so that approximately one-third of your life should be spent asleep. He himself rested after creating the heavens and the earth. See Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. God is a father. He delights in his children when they sleep. God communicates with his children when they sleep. It's a biblical fact. In the life and mission of St. Joseph, God chose to speak to him as he slept. On four occasions, God communicated through an angel to St. Joseph very important messages in his dreams. See Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, chapter 2, verse 13, 19, and 22. St. Joseph's sleep is so important and powerful that Satan fears it. Christianity has always held that Satan, a rebellious creature, chose not to serve God, arrogantly declaring, "Non serviam, I will not serve." Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 20. In contrast, the Virgin Mary utters her humble, "Fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum." To it be done to me according to your word. Luke chapter 1, verse 38. The great Saint Joseph responds more than obedient action than with words. Fiat secut. Pete, eat Angelus Domine. He did as the angel of the Lord commanded. Matthew chapter 1, verse 24. St. Joseph's sleep is a game changer. According to the New Testament, St. Joseph's sleep is prayer. In heaven, St. Joseph no longer sleeps, of course, but in eternity he does rest in the Lord. Is not the afterlife called eternal rest? In recent times, a popular devotion to St. Joseph under the title Sleeping St. Joseph was developed in the church. It involves obtaining a statue depicting St. Joseph asleep, asking St. Joseph's intercession for a particular intention, writing the intention on a piece of paper, and placing the piece of paper underneath the statue of St. Joseph of Sleeping St. Joseph. In doing this, a person is asking St. Joseph to bring his or her intention to God. The Sleeping St. Joseph devotion is a wonderful way to stay connected to your spiritual father and ask him to pray, sleep, on your intentions. The French poet Charles Piguet wrote about the importance of sleep in an incredible poem titled The Portal of the Mystery of Hope. The poem is written from God's perspective and is meant to remind modern man that God delights in his children when they sleep. Here's the excerpt. Just sleep. Why don't people make use of it? I've given the secret to everyone, says God. I haven't sold it. He who sleeps well lives well. He who sleeps prays. He who works prays too. But there's a time for everything, both for sleep and for work. Work and sleep are like two brothers, and they get on very well together. And sleep leads to work, just like work leads to sleep. And he who works well sleeps well. He who sleeps well works well. And yet they tell me that there are men who don't sleep. I don't like the man who doesn't sleep, says God. Sleep is my friend of man. Sleep is the friend of man. Sleep is the friend of God. Sleep may be my most beautiful creation, and I too rested on the seventh day. He whose heart is pure sleeps, and he who sleeps has a pure heart. This is the great secret to being an indefatigable as a child. Yes, they tell me that there are men who work well and who sleep poorly, who don't sleep. What a lack of confidence in me. I'm talking about those who work and who don't sleep. I pity them. I'm talking about those who work and who thus is doing this are following my commandment, poor children. And who, on the other hand, don't have the courage, don't have the confidence to sleep. I pity them. I hold it against them a bit. They don't trust me. As a child lays innocently in his mother's arms, thus do they not lay innocently in the arms of my providence. They have the courage to work. They don't have the courage to do nothing. They possess the virtue of work. They don't possess the virtue of doing nothing, of relaxing, of resting, of sleeping. Unhappy people, they don't know what's good. Charles Peguy. The sleep of St. Joseph can teach modern man important lessons about life. One of the most important lessons is it teaches us that it is okay to rest. Being a workaholic is never a good thing. St. Joseph was not a workaholic. He liked to sleep. Sleep refreshed his soul. God communicated with St. Joseph when he slept, and he was a holier husband and father because of it. You are not wasting time when you sleep. Sleep is pleasing to God. God will speak to you and refresh your soul when you sleep. If you are able, obtain a statue of sleeping St. Joseph. See page 34 in order to order one from the Marian Fathers. Write down your intentions and place them in the care of St. Joseph. Let him communicate with God about you. O St. Joseph, you are a man greatly favored by the Most High. The angel of the Lord appeared to you in dreams while you slept to warm you and guide you as you cared for the Holy Family. You were both silent and strong, a loyal and courageous protector. Dear St. Joseph, as you rest in the Lord, confident of his absolute power and goodness, look upon me. Please take my need into your heart, dream of it, and present it to your Son. Help me then, good St. Joseph, to hear the voice of God, to arise, and to act with love. I praise and thank God with joy. St. Joseph, I love you. Amen. The Litany of St. Joseph. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Noble offspring of David, pray for us. Light of Patriarchs, pray for us. spouse of the Mother of God, pray for us. Chaste guardian of the Virgin, pray for us. Foster father of the Son of God, pray for us. Zealous defender of Christ, pray for us. Head of the Holy Family, pray for us. Joseph most just, pray for us. Joseph most chaste, pray for us. Joseph most prudent, pray for us. Joseph most courageous, pray for us. Joseph most obedient, pray for us. Joseph most faithful, pray for us. Mirror of patience, pray for us. Lover of poverty, pray for us. Model of workmen, pray for us. Glory of domestic life, pray for us. Guardian of virgins, pray for us. Pillar of families, pray for us. Comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Hope of the sick, pray for us. Patron of the dying, pray for us. Terror of demons, pray for us. Protector of the Holy Church, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. He has made him Lord of his household and Prince over all his possessions. Let us pray. O God, who in your loving providence chose blessed Joseph to be the spouse of your most holy mother, grant us the favor of having him for our intercessor in heaven, whom on earth we venerate as our protector. You, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Okay. Again, short day today, but also this is a pretty cool one. So you know I had to go back and find these four instances where the angel spoke to Saint Joseph. And so the first one was in Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, which I'm sure all of you are probably quite familiar with. But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. So we are all very familiar with that passage there. We definitely reflected on that earlier on in the consecration. But as we move to chapter 2, these were kind of the warnings that were given to Saint Joseph here. So first one was in chapter 2, verse 13. And this was entitled the Escape to Egypt. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there till I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. And this is what was referenced over here, that when we look at Joseph being most obedient, not only are, from what I've read through Scripture, angels being terrifying, which is why they almost always say, don't fear, do not fear, calm down, it's okay, I'm here, you know, kind of an introduction. Besides that, you know, Joseph had this, four times here, and not just listening to the message, not just following the message, but being obedient, to the message that was, sent to him from God through this angel. And specifically, this is where, in chapter 2, Matthew chapter 2, verse 13, where the angel told him, remain there until I tell you. And this is an excellent example of how Joseph is most obedient. He followed those instructions very clearly. And as we move over to verse 19 in chapter 2 here, this is where This is the return from Egypt. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." And as we review this one here, again, this occurs and happens to Saint Joseph while he's sleeping, and this was another instruction from God that was given to Saint Joseph through this angel here. And lastly, chapter 22, but when he heard that Archelaus reigned over Judea in a place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there, and being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. Once again, this is in a dream that this is delivered, and the devotion to sleeping Saint Joseph makes even more sense. Three out of the four instances here where the angel did appear to Saint Joseph was in his dream, in his dreams here. I take that back. No, it's all four. I'm sorry. I just flipped back to the first one. It was definitely in a dream too. So, but anyway, great day today. Did learn a lot. I hope you did as well. Tomorrow we'll be continuing on our journey here, on our 33-day consecration. Tomorrow will be, day 21, where we will be reviewing and meditating, praying, and learning more about Joseph, most faithful. So until then, thanks again for listening along. I really enjoy this, and I hope you do as well, too. And have a great day, and we'll pick up on this tomorrow. Take care.